Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from James chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." So yesterday morning, I was reading in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, that said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And I shared that word a poor in spirit could be translated for humble in spirit. Blessed are the humble in spirit. And so that's what led me to this verse in James, just continuing to meditate on this and think about this. Because when you read this verse in James, he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So let's think about this word grace. This is a big, big deal. You know, I want to remind us that mercy is not getting the bad we deserve, while grace is getting the good that we don't deserve. So that would be like the police officer pulling you over, you're speeding, you deserve a $100 fine. He says, listen, I'm going to give you not only mercy, in other words, I won't fine you $100, but instead I'm going to give you grace. I'm going to give you $100 cash. Take your wife to dinner. Slow down. Okay. Now, don't we all want grace? Wouldn't that be, isn't that awesome? Especially grace. I mean, a police officer can only give you so much grace, but grace from God, who owns everything, the creator, our father, Abba Father. Wouldn't we, I mean, isn't that amazing to get grace from him? And he says he gives grace to the humble. So God, help me to be humble and to be like we talked about yesterday, like the beggar on the side of the road who, I mean, I don't think of him as proud. You know, I think he doesn't have any pride. He's lost everything, his job, his home, his possessions. You know, he's just dependent, grateful for everything he gets, the crumb that's handed to him, you know, the trash he finds at the trash can. He might be digging through that and grateful. Oh God, thank you for this, for your provision. And so I think about how if I'm really walking around in humility, just grateful for that next breath that I take, you know, how will that change my attitude when I realize I don't deserve anything, that I don't deserve all the goodness? I think about yesterday not being grateful at one moment when we traveled a long ways, and I realized that our plans, we hadn't done enough planning and we'd just eaten up a lot of time. And I realized very quickly that my sour attitude was affecting the family very quickly, that the younger kids, you know, they weren't being grateful. And thankfully, I was able to repent, apologize, and ask my family for forgiveness. But I think about this, how this attitude of humility really affects everything in our life, walking around poor in spirit, humble in spirit. And so anyway, I hope that this encourages you, and have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. And if you want to listen to other podcasts, you can go to Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark or my blog at beacatalyst.com. God bless.